morning. So wonderful to see everyone gathered together for our worship service this morning, and it's always exciting to know that we are going to witness the baptism of several people this morning. If you would, if you're a guest with us this morning and you've never filled out the guest card, we would love for you to do that. They're located in the pew directly in front of you. If it's your first time being with us or you've been here several times and have never filled one out, we would love to have a record of your attendance. And the best way to do that is to fill one of those cards out and place it into the offering plate when that comes around. We'll take care of the rest this Sunday. We have just a couple of announcements to make sure we're all aware of a few things for our worship service this morning. If you were here during the business meeting, we talked about the two families who unfortunately lost their homes to a fire that was not too long ago. We had some handouts here and here, but we've seen a lot of those disappear, which is a good thing. They are in need of help, and those handouts talk about how Sunday school classes, ministries, individual families can do so. And just to be frank, one of the best ways to help is money, and they'll need that for rent deposits, things of that nature. And there's some more information about those families on these two handouts and how we are a part of that process. Are there any other announcements that we have this morning? Well, I would love to recognize just over here on the right the attendance today. I love seeing that. How amazing to see how God has called us together in such an intentional way to study His Word as disciples and now as the church comprised of His disciples. I'm so excited for our time together this morning. What better way to begin our worship experience by a word of prayer? So let's bow our heads and pray now. God, we come before You, excited and humbled at the same time to know that You have called us together. Lord, we know that when we enter into Your presence as Your church, You move through us. In a very intentional and specific way, Lord, when we come together humbled, ready for Your Spirit to transform us, mold us into the image of Your Son, Jesus Christ. God, may Your Holy Spirit move us this morning in Your Word, through song and praise, to be ready for the week ahead, to show others the way Your Son lives through us so we can invite them into His presence and to also accept Him as well. We pray this in Your Son's name. Amen. Now, as we do each Sunday morning, let's spend a specific few moments here preparing our hearts for our worship service.
Watch ye, therefore, you know not the day when the Lord shall call your soul away. If you're fighting, striving for the right, you shall wear a robe and crown. Watch ye, therefore, you know not the day when the Lord shall call your soul away. If you're fighting, striving for the right, you shall wear a robe and crown. I'm gonna wear a crown. I'm gonna wear a crown. When the trumpet sounds, when the trumpet sounds, I'm gonna wear a crown. I'm gonna wear a crown. Soon as trumpets strike, Zion will lay down my heavy burden. Put on the robe in glory, gonna shout and tell you glad story. We shall wear a robe and crown. Watch ye, therefore, you know not the day when the Lord shall call your soul away. If you're fighting, striving for the right, you shall wear a robe and crown. I'm gonna wear a crown, I'm gonna wear a crown, when the trumpet sounds, when the trumpet sounds. I'm gonna wear a crown, I'm gonna wear a crown, soon as the break of light, Zion, lay down my heavy burden. Put on the robe in glory, go and shout, tell the glad story. Sit down beside King Jesus, tell him how I made it over. Put on the robe in glory, go and shout, tell the glad story. We shall wear a robe and crown. I'm gonna wear a crown, I'm gonna wear a crown. When the trumpet sounds, when the trumpet sounds, I'm gonna wear a crown. I'm gonna wear a crown. Soon as my feet strike Zion, go lay down my heavy burden. Put on my robe in glory, go shout, tell the glad story. We shall wear a robe and crown.
Yeah. In Romans chapter 1, verse 16, the Apostle Paul says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God unto salvation for those who believe." Today, three have made their professions of faith in Jesus Christ as their Lord and as their Savior, and they now come to publicly say that they are not ashamed. And they follow their Lord into the baptismal waters to participate with him in his death and in his burial and in his resurrection. The Bible says that when Jesus went to the River Jordan and asked John to baptize him, John said he did not feel worthy. Oh, I understand that feeling. Bible says that when Jesus came up out of the water, that the heavens were open, and the Holy Spirit, the empowering presence of God, the Holy Spirit descended from heaven and lit upon his shoulder, and a voice from heaven was heard saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." He who has an ear, listen to the Spirit, and we will hear that voice again. Ashley, upon your profession of faith in Jesus Christ as your Lord and as your Savior, and in obedience to his command, I now baptize you, my sister, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Upon your profession of faith in Jesus Christ as your Lord and as your Savior, and in obedience to his command, I now baptize you, my brother, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Jesus Christ, as your Lord and as your Savior, and in obedience to His command, I now baptize you, my brother, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Would you pray with me? Lord, when we disturb these waters, we calm spirits. And there is rejoicing in home, in church, and in heaven. We thank you for these professions of faith. And we are reminded of our own commitment when we trouble these waters. For those who even now your Spirit says, and you too, need to trouble these waters. May your Spirit speak. We are grateful for your presence as we continue to worship you in spirit and in truth. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Page 484. We're standing on higher ground. Let's all stand.
Sure, I give everybody a little time to come down. You can always sit anywhere you want to, as long as I can see you when we're down here. You can sit on the floor or a pew there. Wasn't that exciting to see the baptisms we saw this morning? That's always amazing to see. Well, I always like to see you all, especially because most of the time I have something to show you. So I want to make sure you can see this. I don't know if any of you like cartoons or read little comic strips. You may notice that's Snoopy. You see Snoopy there? I love Snoopy. You're never too old for Snoopy. See, if you've ever read any comic strips of the Peanuts, you know, with Charlie Brown or seen the little shows during Thanksgiving or Christmas, sometimes you'll see Snoopy with a typewriter. And Snoopy will get on top of his little doghouse, and he will usually begin typing out something that starts off like this. It was a dark and stormy night. That's usually how Snoopy begins writing whatever it is the little dog can write. Well, this morning, I wanted to ask you about what you may be afraid of. And I thought this was good because a lot of people are afraid of thunderstorms, whether you're really young or a lot of adults. You know, the loud clap of thunder or lightning. Thunderstorms can just be a scary thing sometimes. So I wanted to ask you all, is there something else that you might be a little scared of? What? Snakes. Yeah, I'm not a fan either. I'm not. Oh. Alligators, yeah. They're good to look at on TV, right? Sharks, yeah. I don't like those. Swim in the shallow water. What else? Kitties? Don't like cats. I'm allergic to cats. You're right. So that's not a good thing. Yeah. I sneeze a whole lot. Anything else that you're kind of scared of? Some dogs, too. They can be really big, right? What else? Anything else we're scared of? Raise your hand if you like spiders. Y'all do? Raise your hand if you're scared of spiders. Yeah, I know some adults probably raising their hand, too, right? All right, so the reason I talked about this morning, we talked about how a lot of people are scared of thunderstorms. You know, the power may go out, if you remember some thunderstorms, and it may be at night, so it's really dark inside, and you may have to go find a flashlight or a candle to see your way around. And the reason I wanted to talk about that this morning is because in Matthew chapter 5, Jesus talks about letting our light shine. Well, he's not really talking about an actual light, so let's read what he says, and I'll tell you what he meant by that, okay? We look at Matthew chapter 5, verses 14, 15, and 16. And this is part of what you'll understand as the Sermon on the Mount. Jesus says this, listen to his words. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor does anyone light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand. And it gives light to all who are in the house. And listen to this. Let your light shine before men, in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. So Jesus is talking about letting our light shine. And what he means is that we need to make sure we tell other people about Jesus every chance we get. We need to make sure we show them love and do good things to them and tell them about who Jesus is. And that's how we let our light shine, so they may understand who God is and just how important it is to love him. That's why we come to church in the mornings and at night and know how to love God and tell other people about him, okay? Let's pray about that this morning. God, thank you so much for the way your Son, Jesus Christ, teaches us. And God, this morning we remember he teaches us to make sure we tell other people about him so they may understand the love that you have for us. In your Son's name we pray. Amen. I'll see y'all next week, okay?
As our children are returning to their places, let me invite you to open the bulletin to our prayer needs. And one word that we did get out yesterday, and I think many in the community know, that we lost Miss Zelma. She was 96 and a half. She passed easily with her family there with her, and we want to keep that family in our prayers in a very special way. I think they'll be making those arrangements later this afternoon. So please keep them in your prayers. I also know, and I don't know if she's here or not, but Diane Quiggle is having some great discomfort with the sciatic nerve. She's been several times to the doctor. We want to keep her in our prayers in a very special way. You see the names on our list, opportunities not only for prayer, but also for ministry. Would you pray with me? Heavenly Father, we are grateful for your presence with us. And Lord, we know that when we gather in this place and unite our hearts in your presence, that there is power. And that power can change even circumstances. And in those places where it cannot change circumstances, it can change us, that we might face those circumstances in different ways. God, we just pray now for these on this list and these that we have mentioned and those that are on our hearts, those who lost everything in the fire. And Lord, we know those are taking place all over as we see the news, those that have been devastated by accidents. And then when we think of our brothers and sisters around this world in war-torn areas where thousands are dying, in what seems like senseless death. We ask, O God, that you, the God of peace, might manifest yourself first in our heart and then in your world. And we know, Lord, that one day you'll make every wrong right. One day, every sin will be dealt with, and the power of the cross will manifest itself for all eternity. And you are the God we worship today in anticipation, in thanksgiving for what you have done and the hope of what you will do. Be with us now as we continue to worship you. In Christ's name we pray.
Always done, he's a faithful one. We're in his care, whatever comes, he's a faithful one. Protector, provider, sustainer, God's son. I'm standing on his promises, he's a faithful one. He'll always do what he's always done, he's a faithful one. We're in his care, whatever comes, he's a faithful one. Protector, provider, sustainer, God's son. I'm standing on his promises, he's a faithful one.
I've lived it, I've seen it, I know that it's true.
The dawning of each day, his mercies are true.
He's good to his children, you can trust in that. We'll never forsake him. Facts are facts.
He'll always do what he's always done. He's a faithful one. We're in his care, whatever comes. He's a faithful one. Protector, provider, sustainer, God's son. I'm standing on his promises. He's a faithful one.
You've got your story, the grace that you've known.
His care, whatever comes, he's a faithful one. Protector, provider, sustainer, God's son. Stand on his promises, he's a faithful one.
Always constant,
always kind,
always gracious, all the time.
Son, I'm standing on his promises, he's a faithful one. I'm standing on his promises, he's a faithful one. I'm standing on his promises, he is a faithful one. He's a faithful one.
He is the faithful one, the sustainer, provider, protector. In all times of discomfort, in times of fear, we can depend on the Holy Spirit to be there. Page 59, my Lord is near me all the time. And, of course, his Holy Spirit goes with us wherever we go, through it, whatever we go through. Let's all stand. Page 59.
Thank you. pray. Dear Lord, we come to you now, acknowledging you as our creator, provider of all that we have, our sustainer when we go through tough times or uncertain times. Lord, we thank you for all that you have provided us with, and we ask that you would give us the courage to trust in you to provide for us as we come to you with our tithes and offerings. Lord, bless them and let them be used to further your kingdom. Amen.
Thank you, choir. Thank you for the Lord. I think you ought to see if you can find a peppy one next time. Kind of drug that one just a little bit. Both of those. What a marvelous day. Have you seen our theme? The Holy Spirit's empowering presence. The Holy Spirit of God. I am delighted to see that Sunday school number. I got one word. Wow. What God can do. What God wants to do. What God will do. Thank you for your faithfulness. I am so excited about His moving in many ways in the life of our church. If you have your Bibles, open with me to Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. In Sunday school, we talked about the empowering power of God. As Jesus mentioned in John's Gospel, that when He left, for those who loved Him, He would send a comforter. The Apostle Paul takes that same theme of God's abiding presence, of God's changing power in our life. The question of the day is, do we want God's power to continue to change us? Is God still working in us and on us? Romans chapter 8. We're going to read verses 12 through 17. If you're able, I'd invite you to stand as a way of honoring the reading of God's Word. So then, brothers, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. Let me read that again. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption as sons, by whom we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit, and we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and fellow heirs with Christ, provided we suffer with Him, in order that we may also be glorified with Him. May God add His blessing to the reading and the hearing and grant us understanding of His most holy word. Would you pray with me? God, we worship You today in spirit. And we invite Your Spirit now to move in our heart as You have through this worship. Through the messages that Ashley and Austin and Clay have already proclaimed for us. And Your power that moves even now as we sing praises, as we read Your word, and as we pray. Speak to us. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. There's a little insert in your bulletin entitled, He's Still Working on Me. We're going to use that in a moment or two in this message. And also our hymn of decision, I would invite you to go ahead and maybe mark that or be aware of that, page 440, in the presence of the Lord. Leonard always does a masterful job of taking the message and the scriptures that will be our focus for worship and making the music bring us to that place, and he has done so again today. Thank you, Leonard. Oh, as I have sung of the Spirit's power, have you ever experience God in the lightning and in the thunder and in the rain and in His created world? God's power. God's empowering presence. I love the silly story about the man who heard there was a newfangled contraption called a chainsaw. And so he went and bought one. And after a week, he brought it back and he said, this is the lousiest saw I've ever had. He said, I've worked from sun up till dark for 5 days and I've only been able to cut down one tree. The hardware operator said, well, I don't know. You bought one of the nicest chainsaws there is. He said, let's take it out back. I've got some wood. Let's see what's going on. Took it back. The guy reached down, pulled the plug. Brr, brr. The guy said, what's that noise? What? I'll wait for you. I want you to think about that for a moment. Right now in this room is the Holy Spirit of God. Power. Power to change our life, our heart, our mind, our actions. Power. And maybe just somebody here's never heard that noise. We've got all the equipment, but we've never had the empowering of the Holy Spirit running full blast in our heart and in our life. The Comforter makes us from slaves to sons and daughters. As we worship, I wonder if we can understand what the Spirit wants to do. The first thing we need to understand, he tells us in verse 13, if we live according to the flesh, we die. But if we live by the Spirit and put to death the deeds of the body, we will live. The first thing the Holy Spirit needs to do to you and to me today is to convict us of our sin. To live according to the flesh is to live according to the power of sin. The more we stay with God, the clearer our condition becomes. But I want to tell you, the first thing we want to do, the first thing I want to do, and I bet the first thing you want to do, is to tune it out, is to resist it. Not let the Spirit talk about our sins. Oh, you can talk about their sin. You can talk about what they're doing wrong. But leave me out of it, God. The more we stay with God, the more God's power shows us our condition. And we will never change. We will never change. We will never change until we see the need. And if we don't see the need, then the Spirit can't make noise in our life. I've been with people, even though they received a bad diagnosis, to say, you know, at least now I know what's going on. At least now I can handle it. At least now I know what to do. I know what not to do. I wonder if the Holy Spirit is thick in this place today. I wonder what it might be convicting us of. Oh, would we be brave enough to say, yeah, there's some things that are of the flesh in our life. They may not even be bad things, as some would call things bad. But today, if we want the Holy Spirit to give us the power, the presence of God in this place to change us, it's also true that our sin issue, the more we stay with the great physician, the sooner he can heal us of it. The more time we spend with God, the more time we realize that sin separates us from God. You see, there's a very subtle thing. I get tickled sometimes when we put the devil in all these supernatural powers. He's so much more subtle than that. He knows that if he did all those wild things Hollywood said he would do, we who love the Lord, we resist him. So he just very quietly encourages us to put off or to not worry about or not think about. He just very quietly allows us to move further from God. What the Holy Spirit could do for us today if we would be willing, if we would see with the eyes and hear with the ears of the Spirit, is to understand that sin, even little sin, oh, not spectacular sin, not sin that's going to make the Sanford Herald, little sin, quiet sin, private sin, nobody knows about it, but it separates us from God. We don't talk to God as much. We don't think about God as much because that convicting power, we come into His presence. The cycle can move from being on fire. You ever been on fire for the Lord? And then to lukewarm. You ever been lukewarm with the Lord? And then ultimately to cold. Just come to church out of the habit. Sit in the presence, but never hear the noise. Never crank it up to do the life-changing power that God wants to do when His people worship. If on a scale of 1 to 10 this morning, with 10 being on fire and 1 being ice cold, where would we honestly rank our walk with God? Not only does His power convict us, but it also, it converts us. It changes us when we really realize who we're in the presence of. I love the story. It's a true story about a woman who was at the Häagen-Dazs. Well, there's a sinful place if ever there was one. You know that ice cream store? This one was in Kansas City Plaza. She made her selection, and when she turned around, after having bought her ice cream cone, I think it was a double-decker, with her money in her hand and her ice cream in one hand, she turned around, and face-to-face, there standing just inches from her, was Paul Newman. Anybody here know who Paul Newman is? Somebody said he had blue eyes. I don't know if that's true or not. Well, apparently she was a fan of Paul Newman. And there she was, inches away, with a Häagen-Dazs double-decker, her pocketbook, her change, and Paul Newman. She was saying, don't pass out, whatever you do. Don't pass out. She kind of eased out of the way. He spoke to her. She kind of mumbled back at him, and she was trying to gain her composure after this encounter with one that she really idolized. And it was obvious she was confused. And suddenly there was Paul Newman again walking by her. And he said, ma'am, are you looking for your ice cream cone? She said, yes, I am. He said, you put it in your purse when you put your change in there. I guess we'd say she was addled just a little bit. Isn't that amazing that someone's presence that we admire could affect us like that? I understand they're going to have the Beatles on tonight. Have y'all heard that? The Beatles tonight? And I was just knee-high to a grasshopper when they were here. But I remember saying, what were those girls screaming about, you know? Isn't it amazing how we can be celebrity-struck, awestruck, star-struck? Isn't that the word, star-struck? And today, right now, we're in the presence of the living God. Wow. Holy ground in His presence. Are we starstruck? He can change us. He can convert us. He can take those things that are wrong and He can make them better. Spending time with God, spending time in worship, spending time in Sunday school, spending private time with God, it makes all the difference. You see, if it just makes you feel guilty, it didn't do what it's supposed to do. You know, sometimes people will come by and say, "Preacher, you stepped on my toes today." I try to be careful where I walk, but I understand what they're saying. But you know what? You can leave worship with flat toes. And if we don't allow the Holy Spirit to make the change, to convert us, then we just feel guilty. You ever walked out of a worship service and you kind of felt guilty? But you didn't feel changed. The Holy Spirit convicts us only for one reason, to change us, to make us more like who we need to be. He wants to make us different. He wants to change us into something that we've never been before. From captive, slavery, to free, from condemned as one in prison to family. He wants to change us. I love what Bob Benson wrote. He said, "When life caves in, you don't need reasons, you need comfort. You don't need some answers, you need someone." And Jesus does not come to us with an explanation. He comes to us with His presence, to be with us. Right now, the Holy Spirit is in this place. We sang it a moment ago. Leonard, we're going to sing it now. Look at your insert. There's a little song here. It's more of a child's chorus. But it's so true. God wants to work on us. Today, let's take the music that stirs us and the message that we are sons and daughters of Christ. And let us sing confessionally this little chorus. In the mirror of His Word, reflections that I see make me wonder why He never gave up on me. Holy Spirit convicts us. He loves me as I am and helps me when I pray. Remember, He's the potter. I'm the clay. He converts us. And He continues to do it. He's doing it now. He's doing it right now. He's speaking to our hearts, isn't He? The Holy Spirit is saying, we can have a sweeter fellowship. We can go deeper. We can go further. I can change your marriage. I can change your children. I can change your parents. His power. He's working on us. That's His desire. That's His goal. That's what the empowering work does. It continues to work on us day in and day out. The real reason and the real test of our faith isn't work or activity. It's not even our theological purity. It's found in this. If we have a chance to wander away from God, do we stay? I wonder where we are today. Is the Holy Spirit still working on us? Specifically, is there some area right now that His Spirit is bringing to our heart and to our mind? Maybe our pulse is quickening just a little bit as the Spirit of God is in this place. Where do we need the Holy Spirit to be working? The more time we spend with God. I'm so excited about 185 who found their way to Bible study today. I hope it's 190 next week. Because we grow closer to God when we study His Word. And you help me, and I can help you when we do it together. And I hope that by the end of this 14 weeks, we'll have to be putting chairs out here on Sunday morning. Because people want to worship a God who changes our heart, who changes our life, who convicts us, but then converts us and continues to love us just as we are. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Would you pray with me? Heavenly Father, thank You for working on me. Not giving up, even when it seems like I've given up. Thank You for right now, Your Spirit moving in this place and You bringing to our heart and mind those areas where we could have a deeper walk, a better walk, a sweeter walk. Maybe reminding us that we've wandered away a little bit, but now we're coming back. And we're inviting You to continue the good work that You began in us until You bring it to completion. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Our closing hymn is page 440. In the presence of the Lord, in the presence of the Lord. This service comes to this moment. We've been studying in Sunday school. We've been worshiping. We've been singing. We've been praying. We've been praising. And now it's time to make choices. And we make those choices in the presence of the Lord. As we stand together. Thank you so much for your presence here today, for your presence here in the Sunday school hour. Thank you for your presence that will be in this community this week. And may it be indeed the presence of the Lord. And now as we leave this place, may we do so in God's peace, in God's power, and in God's abiding presence, that we might be His people in the midst of His people. Baptismal candidates. One more thing before we go. Thank you. Because I'd forgotten. I'm caught up now, but that's good stuff. Y'all just stand up. Baptismal candidates come forward, and their deacons are going to be coming at this time to present to them. One of our ministries is every member of our church has a deacon or deaconess assigned to them. And we like to present our candidates who preach the first part of this powerful message today by their baptisms. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Y'all go back to your seats. Thank you. I told them I wouldn't make them stand with me again. They had to do that when they came down the first time. And now as we leave, may we do so in a word of prayer. Would you pray with me? Lord, thank you for your Spirit today. Thank you for those public decisions. Thank you for those private decisions. Thank you, God, that you are still working on us. May you continue to work from this day until the day you come again to call us home. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.